Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
The Bert Show.
I'm about to break up with myself in one specific area here that I'll tell you about in just one second. But follow me on this, because this has happened quite a bit on the show. And we might have friends that have gone through this also, right? Where they fondly remember somebody they dated from back in like high school. And then on Facebook or whatever, dude reaches out or woman reaches out, still single, like in your 40s or whatever. And you have all those feelings that you had when you guys dated back in high school, right? But do they apply to now? I am feeling that way right this second. This BlackBerry keyboard that came yesterday.
He busted that out in our meeting yesterday afternoon.
First of all, look how long it has made my phone.
Okay. Your phone looks huge right now.
So if you had the BlackBerry back in the day.
You know what they say, the bigger the phone. I'm not finishing that.
Back in the day, the BlackBerry had a keyboard just like this where the buttons were elevated. Have you ever seen
one? Yeah, I have seen a BlackBerry
before.
Have
you ever held a BlackBerry?
I have held a BlackBerry before. The buttons are very tactile.
It was at the Museum of Technology, but yes.
The Smithsonian is what she saw. And I loved it back in the day. And then they switched it over to the iPhone as we got technologically more advanced. Now we don't have the buttons anymore. But I have had a problem with it from the start. And I get so frustrated when I'm texting or using my phone because of the amount of times I have to backspace to correct myself, or the autocorrect is so bad on my spelling that it's like, dude, what are you even saying over here?
I'm just blown away you actually know where the backspace is, because you be sending messages and trying to decipher them. It's like trying to decipher hieroglyphics. Like, I have no idea what you're saying.
Sometimes
half the time.
I just get lazy. I'm like, screw it. I'm so sick of backspacing right now that I'm just going to, they'll figure it out. It's like playing Wheel of Fortune when I text you.
We should do a segment on that. What the hell is Bert texting?
I'm not kidding you. Do you also do emails from your phone as well?
Not really, no.
Okay, then you have no excuse.
So I ordered this device, and this is not like a hidden guerrilla marketing paid advertisement thing. So I saw this on TikTok, where they always get me the TikTok shop now or Instagram shop. And I'm like, oh my God, that technology will bring me right back. And it was so easy to text back in the day. So it really is almost like it's like an iPhone condom. Is really what it is.
Yeah.
And the BlackBerry keyboard just attaches to the bottom. You download the app, then you go ahead and you attach it to the bottom, but it's also sort of an OtterBox as well. But it does extend your phone for a good inch and a half, so it is super, super long.
You just
right?
got so many men so excited. Yeah. They're like, that's the best kind of condom I've ever heard of.
Give you a couple.
So I was so excited about it. I was actually late to our meeting that Kristen and I had back at the radio station yesterday, because I was putting this thing on and I wanted to use it before the meeting, right?
That's why you were a couple
that's
minutes
why
late?
I was a couple of minutes.
Because wow. you were putting your iPhone condom on?
That is right.
Let's. All right.
So I start sending out a couple of text messages, and then I realize, What a piece of crap this thing is, man. This is nothing like I remember. It's basically the same keyboard. The problem is that the phone is so long. And remember, the BlackBerries weren't nearly as long as this?
Mm-hmm. They were chunky.
They were chunky, so it was easier to text back in the day. This thing is so top-heavy that as I'm texting, like, it's just, my phone is just falling out of my hands.
Walking around with a mini laptop.
It's still thin, but it's just so damn long, like it didn't even fit in my backpack this morning.
You look like one of those adults that brings iPads to vacations and takes photos.
Yes.
Put it down.
Kristen and I had a woman in front of us at the Kentucky game. Did you see the phone she was using?
No,
Oh, my God. So I didn't even know this thing was available until, again, I saw it on, like, TikTok shop or a review. It's a triple folding phone. Have you seen this?
Nah. Like, it folds into, like, a little square?
So it looks like this, except not nearly as long, but it looks like your iPhone, yeah, right? And then when you want to extend it one fold, you fold it one, and it becomes kind of a square. And then you could do a third one. And she was taking pictures with the third one. She was blocking out everybody in the section. You didn't see that?
No, I was really drunk.
Okay. Well, it was happening right next to us.
Got it.
But again, it was like having a TV in your hands while you're taking pictures. I thought this thing was going to be a game changer. The only saving grace might be I might get one of those little doorknobby things on the back. What are those things called?
Oh, like the grip?
The little grip.
So it can stand on its own?
Not so it can stand on its own, just so my little fingers can hold it and text at the same time.
No. You know what you have to start doing? You have to start working out your wrist. Because that's why it's just like it's just fall, like it's falling out of your hand. So if
it's
you work,
there.
You're gonna do it?
No, I'm not gonna do it.
I'm not gonna make the working out the wrist out joke.
Too easy.
But no, I mean, I would like to endorse it, but at this point, I just can't. Give me another 48 hours with it, and I do think I got to get something to weight the top down. Because right now, it is kind of a workout for my wrist as I'm holding it.
Yeah, you need to weight the bottom down because it's top heavy. That's right. What you got to do to balance it out.
Good luck.
Like, when you lift it up, like, if, like pretend like you're taking a picture of me.
Then, like that? Yeah.
My God, that is it. That's a monster of a phone, baby.
It really is. It's the Bird Show.
The Bird Show.